Haynes. He is an owner farmer of the Haynes Farms out of Mason. Gary, how are you?
Just fine.
How many?
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you for being with us. How many acres do you farm?
We're a fifth generation farm with my son and I, and we farm about 6,100. Which is kind of a mid-range. There's several, I think there's seven farms in Ingham County over 10,000. So we're busy. I mean, we're just a single proprietor. We joint venture is what it's called, but we're not a corporation or anything. We just, it's a family-owned farm.
Well, you see those movies where the kids go to college so they can get away from the farm, but your family's not one of those.
No, my daughter's involved in the crop insurance business, which facilitates our risk management program. And my son is a full-fledged company. He went to school at Michigan State, and he came back to the farm. And right now, it's a pretty good industry. That's a nice job opportunity.
All right, we had a rainy, almost flood-like spring, and we've had a hot summer so far. What's that mean for wheat, corn, soy, and other products?
Extreme challenge. Actually, I'm 64 years old. It's probably it's a record rainfall in April. We were able to plant nothing in April. Our corn and soybean crop, our wheat's planted the year before, so it's a winter crop. But, we had nothing done in April, lost 2 weeks in May, and had to finish up in June. Very untypical of what we experience out here. And so it's put our crops late. Now we're done with the rain apparently. So we're experiencing a very dry period, which allows us to get the wheat harvested in good condition. Probably a record wheat crop for us, but it's putting a challenge and stress on our corn and soybeans.
So your corn and soybeans, you're a few weeks behind. What does that mean, and what do you need from the fall in order to get those crops up to standards or where they'd be if you would have gotten the crop in on time?
Well, we anticipate that. Our fear is early frost and immature crops. We don't have a plan B as far as what to do. We have to harvest the grain and sell it on the market. We can't just take the forage like the dairy business does, chop it and feed it. So we have to harvest our crop. I think we have a lot of challenges ahead as far as growing conditions. If we get rapid growth, we can catch up, but we are going to be at risk at an early frost. We'll need to go into October, quite late October, to get those matured so that we can sell a quality grain product. So we still got a lot of risk ahead, and right now it's just flat too hot. It's really too hot.
Are you fearful of what could happen? You optimistic, or is it just kind of a wait and see?
I belong to the optimist club, so I'm an optimist as far as I have never really, 88 was a big challenge as far as rainfall, and we still had medium yields, but the yield is one aspect of my business. The other is the price issue, and the prices are at historical highs because this isn't a Michigan problem. This is a 12-state problem as far as wet conditions and now stressful hot. Texas is in an all-time record drought, so we're seeing challenges through Oklahoma and Texas, and as far as just losing their whole total crop to drought, and then there's several spots that look pretty good, but going into this year, we always base the amount of carryover from 10, and we had virtually zero carryover. So we needed a good year in 11 to replenish the world supplier of the United States supplies and actually world supplies. So again, what we see happening is probably reduced yields and higher prices and similar results as far as gross per acre, but as soon as you drive the price up, you chase away the customer. So we have an obligation to produce a healthy, nutritious, bountiful crop. And boy, I don't know. I question the number of bushels right now we're going to get. But still, July is the pivotal month for corn, and August is when we make our soybean production. So we'll wait and see, but I'm quite apprehensive as the results because we got such a bad start. So,
can you tell me what the percentage is of your crops that stay in mid-Michigan, that stay in the state, that stay in the country, and that are shipped overseas?
Yeah, quite a bit of our wheat gets exported. I would say half. And then I don't have my statistics books. I mean, you can get those online. But all of my corn goes to Albion to be processed into what they call DDGs, or dry distillers grains, and ethanol. So the ethanol is taken out, but we still have a huge quantity of corn meal that they feed to the livestock. So ethanol doesn't deprive, and 70% of all my corn would be consumed by animals anyway, which is the animal agriculture. But that's been challenged lately. So, again, we still worry about that $7, $8 corn price being too expensive for the livestock industry and maybe even to the ethanol industry.
What can the state of Michigan do to help the Michigan farmer?
Well, it's critical because we're going to write a farm bill in 12. That's a national issue, but low interest rates are really helping small, young, and beginning farmers. And again, I'm a fifth generation, so I still have a debt issue. I mean, we borrow money. Restrictions and our roads are getting bad again, so we have to transport all this stuff, tons and tons and tons, 450,000 bushels of corn have to be transported over the roads, and we still think we're paying enough in fuel taxes and stuff to have good roads, but some of the infrastructure is starting to suffer. I wish we hadn't abandoned railroads. It's the most efficient way to move our product from the field to the consumer, and we've just ignored our rail. So I'm a huge supporter of rebuilding our rail system and keeping the trucks off the road. So several things infrastructure-wise could be done, and it would be very beneficial to my business. So
all right, before I let you go, I got about 20 seconds. Do we need another bridge to Canada, and do we do well enough here in the state of Michigan in getting your crops exported?
We do a lot of business with Canada and Mexico, despite the NAFTA superstition. So we've done really well. I'm glad I'm in the corn, soybeans, and wheat business and not in the bridge business. So I don't know if we need it. I guess I'm not up on a good enough expert to know whether we need it.